Visit us on the web at escnd.com to start planning your next project today.
All right, we're back. Good morning. Thursday edition here. It has been way too long since I've talked with my next guest here in studio. Good morning, David Hofford from the Green Apple.
Hey, good morning, Bill.
How are we doing?
Good. Glad to be back.
How is business? You said business going good?
Yeah, very good. It seems like every month is better and better, and we keep breaking our previous month records. So
I'm glad you stopped in.
Yeah,
you have got a great event coming up here, and I asked you, how did you book this guy when you first got in here? Tell us what's going to be happening here at the Green Apple.
Sure. We are excited to welcome former Governor Jesse Ventura to the Green Apple. We are lucky to be able to feature, he's got a new line of cannabis products, edibles, mainly gummies and chocolates. So we've been carrying them since they were introduced here April 20th. And so he is kicking off his tour actually in Breckenridge, coming to our store first.
I love it. I love
touring
it.
Around the state. Kind of talking about his edibles. And
now you got a press sheet on you. He's got his own farm?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what's going on?
He has, it's kind of a lifelong dream of his to, ever since he was governor back in, I think, the late 90s, early 2000s, he was a big proponent, an advocate for cannabis. And so it's been kind of a lifelong dream of his to actually have his own cannabis products to share with the world. And I can just read off a little bit of the press release.
Sure.
A lifelong dream has finally come true thanks to a diverse group of creative and dynamic individuals who have been working diligently over the last few years. I can finally announce that today Governor Jesse "The Body" Ventura is in the cannabis game. I can't tell you how truly amazing this feels to finally be able to legally share with you products from a plant that has such an amazing impact on my life. Not to mention the historical significance of being the first U.S. governor to officially put his name on hemp cannabis products. Each step brings us hopefully closer to ending the tragic and dangerous war on drugs. All right, people, let's make some history together. Governor Jesse Ventura.
I can see him flexing as he's doing that, too, with the feather boa.
Right.
Definitely.
And, yeah, if you ever get a chance, check out some YouTube videos of, I watched a few times, I think he spoke last year when Minnesota was going through the process of legalizing marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And he speaks very passionately about this product and, believes very... very much so that it saved his life. Definitely his wife was having issues with seizures up to three times a day, very debilitating seizures. And the second that they started some cannabis treatment on her, they completely went away, and she's been without them, the rest of her life so far.
Well, he's very, I know, very passionate about this. I met him twice. He's got a great way of getting his point across.
Yeah.
You never have to, there's not much gray area
with
the former governor.
Yeah, he's
so, again,
very colorful.
Meet and greet, I'm sure he'll be answering questions and maybe posing for pictures too.
Yeah, I think so. Hopefully we'll have time for all of that. I'm thinking we're hoping to have a good turnout. It should be a busy weekend in the Twin Town areas with Blue Goose Days going on and a lot of other events, I believe. So, and we've certainly gotten a lot of great feedback on our social media about this event, so I think it'll be a good turnout.
Good deal. So expanding, doing any expanding over there at Green Apple?
Hopefully in the future, a lot's going to change this summer, fall, next year with, if you're not familiar, although marijuana is now legal in Minnesota, there are no dispensaries that have been licensed yet. They're still going through that process, so... we're hoping to get in on that this summer, fall, and hopefully next year be able to offer, a lot of the same products we already carry and maybe more.
So. Big things on the horizon for you over there, young man.
Yeah.
Great to hear it. So, again, Jesse Ventura is stopping in at the Green Apple.
Yeah, he'll be here noon on this Saturday, June 1st. All ages welcome. However, you must be 21 to purchase anything in our store.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just a few things I want to hit on. I get a lot of daily calls, just some general information about our store. I want to put out there that you do not need a medical card to purchase in our store. You don't have to be a Minnesota resident to purchase. You can come from any state. And all of our products are third-party tested and compliant with the Minnesota Department of Health. We get checked out, so all of our products are safe.
Everything's on the up and up.
Yep.
Good stuff. David, I'm so glad you stopped back in. Good luck with this event on Saturday. Anything else you want to cover before we wrap it up?
I think that's it. Looking forward to it. I think we're going to have a great turnout. So
I think you will,
even,
too.
Even turn out early if you can, just to make sure you get to shake his hand and
definitely
take a picture.
All right, David. Good to see you again, my friend.
All right,
take
you too.
Care.
Thanks, Bill.
914 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Bust my line, a couple beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off, politicians lie, been fired by the boss. It takes one hand to count the things I can count on. No, there ain't much, man, that ain't ever let me down. Teams are torn.